it's interesting because I think when artists first start out, we might not think about residencies as, you know, an option. And I know for sure I didn't. When I saw this opportunity come up, the first thing I thought was, wow, how amazing would it be to get this awesome studio and have an amazing organization like the Calgary Public Library champion you as an artist? That sounds like a dream. And in my head, it was a dream, but then when I put in the application and was selected, it became a reality.
Part of your background is in education. So how does it feel to be here at a library, a place of knowledge, of gathering, of expression, to do your residency?
I love that the library is like this hub of knowledge and sharing with one another. And so really during my time at my residency, I wanted to bring culture through the arts, right? Arts and crafts are such an approachable way for people to learn about culture and for people to learn about different ways of knowing, doing, and being. And so, yeah, that's really what I wanted to incorporate during my time here. I wanted people to understand Indigenous art maybe from a different lens, right? And seeing how art from an Indigenous perspective can be contemporary, it can be traditional, and it can be a perfect meld of both.
You're from Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation, and you are here in Calgary, Mokinsis, which is Blackfoot, Nakota, and as well the Satina area, three very diverse groups. How will you be showing your Central Alberta Cree heritage while you are here?
You know, that's something that I think about quite often, right? Because I'm in a different territory. And so I think like I am able to bring different, not even just different perspectives, but understanding the land both from the relations that I've created with the local communities here, but then also bringing home with me as well. You know, I am a bush woman. I grew up in the forest and then now I'm here in the plains, and that's really cool. I feel like I am able to see and experience the land in a similar way, but also in a different way too. The part of me that's so incorporated into art is I do a lot of Cree language in my artwork, the use of syllabics, the use of stories from my home territory. And it's really what I've been incorporating in my art during this time.
So when I first walked into your studio, I noticed you have this piece that you're working on that has birch bark, which we don't really see a lot of in this area. So can you share a little bit about this piece that you're working on?
So I'm working on these massive pieces right now that kind of have these color schemes to them. And where I grew up surrounded by birch trees as well as aspen trees. And it was really funny because just this past weekend, I was in Banff area and I was meeting with a Stoney Nakota elder there. And we gifted actually a birch bark tree, some tobacco. And then she was telling me some of the creation stories and seeing the eyes, the shapes of the eyes on the birch tree, for example. And so it's funny because even though I take this narrative from my home growing up surrounded by these birch bark trees, and the fall time is always my favorite time. When I come here, there are aspects of that, right? And so that's why I ended up painting these birch bark trees, just because they tell a story, but they might just tell a different story depending on where you're from and the community you're visiting.
Your style is very colorful and it jumps right at you. And as we're sitting here, I'm even seeing a painting of Castle Mountain just off to the corner. Can you share with me a little bit of how you were going to use these skills as expression for some workshops that you were hoping to hold during your residency for youth and kids?
What I really want to get across to youth and to kids and even to adults. Adults are actually the hardest to teach this because they're really set in what they think art is.
But I agree.
Yep. But art, like the way that we experience the world, can be translated into art, right? Like I experience the world very colorful. When I'm in the mountains, they have this feeling of like towering over me. And so that's what I try to evoke in my paintings. That's my style. And so I'm trying to teach the kids when I do these workshops, what is your style? How do you perceive the world? And how can you translate that into a piece of artwork? And that's really where the magic happens.
I know the library will share ways of how to get a hold of you, especially with some of these workshops that you're hoping to hold. But for those that want to follow you along on this journey during this residency, how can they do that?
So one, I have a website. Kamamak.ca. So that's K-A-M-A-M-A-K. Kamamak is my Cree name. It means the butterfly. And then also my Instagram. My Instagram is Kamamak_art. And you can keep along with my journey. I've been posting a ton of stories, a ton of reels of me creating different pieces. But that's where you can keep up with me.